Hi, everybody. I'm still in San Francisco today, but I'm heading home. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Hope it doesn't crash so I die. No. Today's story, inspired by all of my travels here in this wonderful, set of a few blocks in a very large city, not getting to know many of the locals except for. Oh, is that $5? Oh, yeah, okay, thank you for the change. Oh, that's great. Oh, sorry for bumping into you. Yeah, that's called being immersed. Today's story is called Father and Son. Dan taught his son how to ride a bike, how to shave, how to tie a tie, and all the little things that fathers teach sons. Many years later, after the stroke, Dan's son taught him to speak, how to shave, and how to tie a tie again. But instead of teaching him how to ride a bike, he went ahead and tried to teach his dad how to drive again. Big mistake. As Dan was loaded into the ambulance, he watched another father teach his young boy how to tie a tourniquet. They grow up so fast. He smiled. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You can check out more in the archives. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Then there's weekly challenges where I post the topic and you come up with the story. And also, I'm supposed to be doing day-to-day reports on Utterly, but who gives a rat's ass? Maybe I'll be recording one on the way to the Jewish Museum today. I'm going to go see that Em and Phil keynote thing. Those guys jerking each other off up on a stage. Yeah, I know, I'm recording this early. It's not really Sunday, it's Saturday. Or actually, this is for Monday. I don't know when this is for, but I'm looking at the tracks here. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to, hang out with Ina Centaur for a bit, hey, prim things, virtual theater, and all that. The problem is, in SL, just as RL, if you walk out of something, it's like, I'm bored. People are going to take it personally, and they're not going to want to talk to you anymore. They're not going to want to be your friend. And, no, you're so mean. They're going to post, oh, yeah, you're so mean. They're going to Twitter, oh, no, you're such an asshole. No, I just have a short attention span, and I really want to go see those Jews in Bondage. Whatever the hell, that Jews in Vinyl. I think that's the singers, on 45s, and then they'll play music. I could listen to music at home instead. I gotta go all the way out to a Jewish museum and listen to really some crappy klezmer. What the hell am I doing? How much am I spending on this? Whatever. And then they're doing this live performance if I gave at the office, and it's like, I already saw it. And looking for the future of performance live, that's all, closest London. I was supposed to do that one. I was like, no. What's the fucking point? There is no future. You're done in 18 months. You've got all sorts of things that you've glossed over, man. You put together your business plan depending on volunteer labor. Well, guess what? And your whole thing is about your little lindens that don't have any value. You're gonna get away with that? Little virtual SNH green stamps is the whole future? No. No, that's kind of dodging tax laws and dodging minimum wage and dodging all sorts of other laws that keep people honest and keep people living a minimum standard until they lose their jobs because they're being paid way too much for what they do anyway. But hey, Ted Kennedy, hey, you've got to make a minimum wage and magically everyone will be rich, like me. Just die, Ted. Oh well, I've ranted enough, and you guys don't expect those kind of rants in these stories. You expect stories. So tune in tomorrow for another 100-word story without the rant, and I'll be back on the good equipment, and we'll forget this ever happened. See y'all tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.